This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us, downloading however you consume your podcast content on a weekly basis. Always love having you in. Mary, big day today, the day this launches, big weekend ahead.
Yes.
The kickoff of the 2019 football season, 100th year of the NFL, which is kind of
I had no idea. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been around a long time. It looks good for a century. Looks good for the C-note.
Truly.
But the Patriots don't actually start playing until Sunday night, and that's going to be a giant ceremony with the whole banner raising, and everybody will be excited. I was up at Gillette earlier this week doing a project for Studio 10, and, you know, just even being there, the people that just come just to take in that place and walk around and look, it's really incredible what an attraction it is. And the few people that I talk to, they usually end up staying in Rhode Island.
Really?
They stay in Rhode Island because they're into it. And the visiting teams, like the Steelers, are coming in town this weekend to play the Patriots. They stay in Providence. They stay at either the Omni or used to be the Westin. Is it the Omni now? I think, or the Biltmore. I think mostly the Omni though. They stay there. And, you know, people come in from literally all over, you know, the world for these events. Mm-hmm. They use Providence. I mean, the teams fly into TF Green in Warwick.
That's so it's great.
You know, we are certainly, of course, the team, you know, the Patriots park their plane there at the airport there in Warwick. So it's always...
It's quite the attraction. I drive by the airport a lot just because of where I live and the things that I have to go to around here. And my son is always so excited to see the Patriots playing.
As he should be. Mm-hmm. As he should be. But it's funny because I was listening to some sports talk radio earlier this week, and it at one point it got a really heated argument on air. Live between a person who was 31 years old and the host of the show, because they were kind of going off about, you know, the caller was saying, oh, you guys are just, you know, just poo-pooing stuff, and you're not looking at all the positives here. And to that, the host said, how old are you? You have no idea what losing is, okay? You're 31 years old. You have zero idea what it's like to go through a long drought of just being insufferable.
I love it.
At that age, and you can really say that about any sport. I mean,
I know, it's
Bruins,
true.
The Bruins and Celtics really haven't won much in the last, you know, it's been a little while since they won a championship, but still, how many championships in the last two decades? Holy
it's
cow.
Crazy.
We're just very lucky.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And my son, his mind is blown when any of our teams lose a game, when they're doing poorly. And we're like, buddy, for those of you fellow Game of Thrones fans, it's like we have a child who is summer born. I know you don't watch Game of Thrones, Ben, but the whole idea, of course, is winter is coming. And a lot of the older people joke with the young kids because they're like, you were born in this summer that's lasted like decades. You have no idea. So pretty much exactly. The young folk here in New England, they are summer born. They don't know what pain is like, and myself included, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, growing up, we did. We were not not winners, but like
your parents though, with the Red Sox and stuff, you knew. I mean, in 2004, by that point, when the Red Sox won their first World Series since 1918, I was part of the
I wasn't part of the riots down at URI, but I was an RA on campus at the time.
Right. Well, you're well behaved, Mary.
I am well behaved, yes.
but you grew up with your parents dealing with that long term drought. I mean, it's not that far fetched from us, because you went through high school and most of your college without it. So we understand. We understand, but but once you get younger than us, I'm 38. I think you're what, 22? once you get younger than us, it's you have no idea.
None.
Something that is really cool though, Mary, our good friend Rebecca Bromberg.
Yes.
Sent this over to us.
She lets us know about things from FirstWorks, which is like an incredible organization for people who are looking for different kinds of performances. And this upcoming event this weekend is pretty cool.
Well, I think it's actually, is it next weekend?
Oh, it's next weekend.
Yeah, yes. We're talking about it early because we want people to be aware.
Yes, thank you.
So essentially what's going on is Taylor Mack, she gonna be artist in residence, mm-hmm. okay, from September 12th through 15th. And this is, of course, with the Brown Arts Initiative at Brown University. This Tony-nominated performer and playwright, this is just going to be incredible. It's just going to be, there's going to be so many different elements,
yes.
I think is the best word to use. So many different ways that this is going to go. Audience participation is going to be in high demand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there'll be keynote lectures, there'll be discussions, there'll be just various ways you can get involved. But, you know, we've talked about FirstWorks, in the past.
It's always tough when something has an S or it doesn't have an S. For some reason, us Rhode Islanders, we take off S's where they belong, and then water fire, for example, becomes water fires. Do you notice that? It's just a Rhode Island thing that we get rid of the S's
rivers.
And add them?
Twin Rivers.
Yes.
Twin Rivers. but no, the cool thing about FirstWorks is they don't just put a performance on. They look for all avenues that they can connect. Inner city kids.
Mm-hmm.
They are connecting adults. They are connecting people who have never been exposed to various performances or forms of art. If you last year they had a ballerina from one of their groups, and I apologize because it's escaping me as I think here, but the dancer came in months in advance and actually put on some workshops, and she said you can come and you can come and have never put on a pair of ballet shoes before, mm-hmm. or toe shoes or whatever they call it, or just you could be a total beginner, or you could be an expert and still come to these different things they do. So they put on a ton of things. So this is going to be happening. It's FirstWork and Brown Arts Initiative. They're co-presenting Taylor Mack's award-winning 24 decade history of popular music, abridged. Because we love bridges. Yes, we love bridges and highways. It's part of the artist residency, which will be happening September 12th through 15th. So we want you to be aware of that. Get that on your calendar. And more importantly, if it's something you want to learn more about, you just follow the links because we've got that as well. And then we've got a lot of great events coming up this weekend. Now that we're beyond Labor Day, and it's no longer okay to wear white pants, ladies and gentlemen. You got to put them away.
It's true. I didn't wear white pants this entire season. I'm not going to lie. But I do have a white purse, and okay. I said farewell to it this weekend.
Did you? Well, you know, it's for the better. We will see it in April or May or somewhere we'll see it, I'm sure. But if you're interested in any of the stuff we're talking about, always just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
I should be playing some Christmas music right now, and you might be like, girl, what are you talking about? It's September. We just are starting to embrace Apple stuff and pumpkin spice stuff.
Oh,
why should I be playing
Steve
Christmas
Jobs.
Music?
I thought you were talking about Steve Jobs with the Apple stuff.
Oh.
It's Earth, Wind, and Fire and Mac. No, but the reason why you would play some holiday Christmas music is the Trinity Rep auditions. We've been talking about them for the past couple weeks because we want you to know about it. For kids' roles in A Christmas Carol, happening this Saturday at Cardi's Furniture in South Attleboro. It's the 40th annual production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Kids between the ages of 8 and 12 are welcome. They can't turn 13 before December 31st, so just keep that in mind. There's no appointment necessary, and before you arrive to the audition, you can go to the website and download the information packet, which tells you exactly what the commitment is going to be, mm-hmm. because there will be some daytime commitment, there will be a lot of rehearsals, and if you're into theater, if your child is into acting,
it's worth it.
It doesn't get any better than this. Trinity Rep, world-class organization, Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, a long time, over 90 years in our community. They partner up and they put this on every year for the past, I gotta say, at least 14 or 15 years. I'm trying to think back to the first time we did this, but Mary, if you're going to, you've done a lot of plays, you've done a lot of performing. Yeah. If you're going to audition for something,
This is as real as it gets, you know, rather than going down to New York. If you have a child who is interested in theater, maybe they've been performing in their elementary or middle school shows. This is something that they've shown some interest in. Maybe they've gone to see A Christmas Carol before and they've sat there and they said, wow, there's kids in this show. Like, I want to do that. This is a great opportunity for them to have a great audition, have an amazing experience in a beautiful place. I mean, it's not going to be too scary, but it is going to be awe-inspiring. And then if your child does actually get in, it's going to be a great example of the work that it takes if this is something that they're really serious in.
No, that's you're absolutely right. And even if your children, because Mary, your kids aren't old enough yet, mm-hmm. even if it's something that maybe they're considering or they want to, you can come to these auditions and sit in for a little bit, so long as they're quiet and respectful. You can watch how it goes. And now you can imagine if you had that opportunity or as for your first blush to actually sit in and look and shadow it for a little bit, say, okay, this is how it works. Maybe mm-hmm. this is something I really want to go after, or hey, you know what? That's really not for me. This is a great way to do that. So it's going to be fun. It's always amazing. The talent that's come out of these auditions is incredible. So go check it out. It's happening this Saturday at Cardi's Furniture in South Attleboro, 9 o'clock. The store opens at 10, but they open it an hour early so all the kids can get in. Everybody, if you're there, so long as you're there before 1 o'clock, you are guaranteed an audition. So don't miss out on that. That is our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. Now, Mary, time for the Wicked Fun of the 401, isn't it?
Things off, it's going to be the 20th annual Rhode Island Chinese Dragon Boat Races and Taiwan Day Festival. Now,
wow.
If you have never driven on 95 on this first Saturday of September, you might not know what I'm talking about. You may have missed it, but I myself first learned about this Chinese dragon boat races thing by doing just that, by driving over that beautiful bridge that gets all colorful and nice at night.
Okay, yep.
Because right over there on the right-hand side is where the Pawtucket River, this is where they race these Chinese dragon boats, and they are downright beautiful, guys. So this is going to be taking place Saturday from 9 to 4. An absolutely free event. They do have information you can find on our website about where to park, because it is a highly attended event. I would not recommend just planning on driving on 95 that day and slowing down. But there are thousands of people who attend this amazing competition. It is fun for the entire family. There are these giant fiberglass Taiwanese-style dragon boats that actually have been gifted by the Republic of China. There's 12 now in total. It is outstanding to watch. There's going to be amateurs, you know, people from different corporate businesses who've kind of joined up and made this happen. So it's a really fun thing. Tons of cultural performances, arts, crafts. There's even a very popular dumpling eating contest. And if you do have kids and they like to watch Kung Fu Panda, one of the coolest things that happens with these pandas is they eat a ton of dumplings. So I know for myself, this is an event that is like Larson family approved. My kids would love to eat dumplings, would love to watch dragon boats. And no matter what age you're at, I have a lot of friends who, you know, this is just something that they'll do. It's if the weather's nice, they'll just go on down, check it out. It's really a unique event that you don't always get to see here in Rhode Island, but you do once a year, which is pretty neat.
Mary, you talk about the history of these cultures. It's been happening here in Rhode Island for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's been happening in China and Taiwan for hundreds of years, and just the history that's behind it. You know, if your kids are a little older, this is something too where it's not just for little kids. You're right. Mm-hmm. There's so much culture they can learn to pick up. So check that out. That's awesome. So that's in Pawtucket. That's all this weekend.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. A lot of different things happening with that. Okay. The cruise in for a cause car show and toy drives happening this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at Mount Hope High School in Bristol, Rhode Island. And this all benefits the James D. Riley Foundation. James D. Riley, many years ago, was a helper, an assistant, if you will, of Santa Claus. And you can learn more about that organization and just how to, you know, how they've gotten involved and all the great stuff he did throughout the East Bay and on a much larger scale as well. But they've been doing this foundation. They've been doing this car cruise as a way to help raise funds and take care of local families. So this weekend, if you want to check it out, they're having awards. It's spectators are free. There'll be live music. There'll be food trucks. There'll be a 50-50 raffle. It's going to be great. It's the second annual Cruise In for a Cause car show benefiting the James D. Riley Foundation. Again, if you have never heard of this organization, you really should go check it out. Follow the links because they really do some special things in our community here and really just worldwide ties.
Nice. Happening this weekend is an event that if you have been in or around the Cranston area, you've probably seen signs for, because this is like one of Cranston's biggest things. It is the 2019 Cranston Greek Festival happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday, rain or shine. There are tents. Admission is absolutely free. So for more than two generations, they've been having this festival the weekend after Labor Day. It's the extra unofficial end of Rhode Island summer because, of course, last week was Labor Day. But truth be told, like this is the way we do it in Cranston, okay? Yeah, summer doesn't end until the Greek festival happens. It's tons of amazing food, music, dancing. So if you like souvlaki, if you like pasticcio, if you like spanakopita, if you like baklava, if you like any of this kind of stuff, gyros, this is the place to be. It doesn't get more authentic than that.
You, the way you're talking here, Mary.
Yeah. Are you drooling?
You sound Greek. Are you Greek?
I live in Cranston. I'm around a lot of Greeks.
Well, yeah, not. But I mean, but you just, the way you say it, I mean, it just rolls off the tongue like you just came over from, you know, from Mykonos.
I go to the Athenian deli pretty much once a week.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. I mean, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're all his children. So, you know, that's great. It's
exactly.
Wonderful. You know, it's, but the way you say it, I'm like, man, Mary, it's got the pronunciation.
Thank you.
Really rolling it right out there. Well,
I'm as Scottish and Irish as you can get, man. But when it comes to
okay.
food,
listen,
I appreciate it.
That's all right. Greek not participating in the whole Brexit thing, so it's a good way to support. Wait a sec. Hold, can I divert here for a second?
Sure. Yeah, you about just this got like, so day. Political. What's
yeah,
going on?
ADHD here kicking in. No, it's not political. But weren't we the first ones, United States of America, weren't we the first ones to do this whole Brexit thing like 1776? Weren't we kind of like the authors of this, you know, England, Britain, whatever, copying us with this whole thing. Oh, we want to see. Yeah, we did that before. Go get your own Paul Revere, punks. One if by land, two if by sea. Go eat some tea.
Go eat some tea.
With the Queen and the House of Lords and the Commons. Oh, we can't cross this line with a sword. If you ever see them fight, they just yell. It's unorganized chaos.
It truly is. Truly is. Oh,
freaking
gosh.
Brits.
So
anyway.
It's a Greek festival.
That's right. The Greeks are better. They know what they're doing. Well, shout out to my buddy George over there who runs Eats over in Seacock. Eats the restaurant there, the Eats on Route 6.
Mm.
He's very much involved with the whole Greek festival there in Cranston. Good time as always. So once you get your Greek food, you can then go to the 5th annual Rhode Island Calamari Fest. Happening down in Narragansett, our favorite place, or right over there at the tower, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Live music, food trucks, seaside shopping, and tasting Rhode Island's official state appetizer, calamari.
It's my favorite.
I had some just the other day. It was amazing.
I bet.
And folks, this is one of those events where, you know, if you're going to go stay for a while, don't bring a child because the kids are going to get rambunctious. They're going to want to run into the ocean. If you're just looking to go there, sit and eat, go have a great time. But I mean, you can bring kids, but just keep in mind that it is out there. There's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things going on. Just, you know, plan these events wisely when it comes to the Rhode Island Calamari Fest. I just
appreciate
now that I'm a foster father.
Yeah,
we talk about events differently. You know, my wife and I, and there's certain things we say, hey, you know what? We went to this a couple of years ago, but with little foster man might not be the best idea right now. We will certainly support it, but it's, so just keep that in mind. So that is the 5th annual Rhode Island Calamari Festival happening on Saturday from 11 to 5 down at the Towers in Narragansett.
Well, if you have rambunctious, I was just going to say.
Speaking of rambunctious hosts, we're both of us.
Look at us. Seriously, we're like, so where can we bring these kids who are like itching to do something? They're itching to be outside and get their energy out. Well, the Thrive Outside in the Mud obstacle course is taking place this Sunday from 10 to 1 in your neck of the woods on the East Bay. And it's going to be hosted by, of course, the Boulder Dash Race. So this is going to be at... How do you say this? Frerich's Farm?
Frerich's Farm.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm doing it right. Yep. There's a lot of like R's and going on that side there. So
yeah, they're kind of a Wheel of Fortune dream.
They truly are. So this is the coolest, muddiest family event going around this, you know, around town. You can experience it yourself if you, as an adult, want to do it yourself. There will be an opportunity for you. But the course is approximately 1 mile of obstacle adventure. Muddy good time. It's just downright amazing. Lots of good local companies are coming to here to give you opportunities like this. But the kids get to have a touch truck. The kids just need to be at least 3. So if you've got a 3-year-old and you're like, I'm going bananas, I got a sitter for some calamari time, but now I need to go do something with these kids. This is a fantastic event. You know, it's still warm enough where the kids can get a little dirty, get a little muddy. You can just take them home, hose them off. They'll be fine afterwards. But, you know, so many of these obstacle courses that you see a lot of adults getting into, they don't always have a pit for the kids. So this is a great opportunity for the kids. As I said, there is also an adult aspect. I myself will skip that. I'll stay mud free until I have to hose off the kids, but it does. It looks like a great time for everybody, and that's taking place this Sunday.
I just picture Blake out there with the hose after your kids have gone through it, and he's, you know, he's essentially, it's like the scene out of Shawshank. Only they have their clothes on, obviously. It's like, turn around, they hose them down, and hit them with the delousing powder. It burns your eyes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Don't do that part, clean them up.
Yep, clean up those little rascals. So we've given you tons of different events that you can go to with some friends, family, you name it, you can check it on out. But what if you want to be doing something good for the world? Maybe if you're feeling like you might want to volunteer, especially this season, it's a great time that we start to reflect and give back. So here at Wicked Roadie, we're proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread awareness about different opportunities that you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So what do you have first, Ben?
We have the 3rd annual Healthy Living Community event. They need volunteers, and this is part of the Empowerment Factory. They are doing this event at Baldwin Elementary School. The event is actually on September 21st from noon to 3 p.m. They're looking for volunteers to help set up, hand out information, run activities. So the Empowerment Factory, a wonderful organization. If you're interested, if you're looking, if you're available to help out on that Saturday, the 21st, reach out to Gail over there at Empowerment Factory. Mary, what do we have coming up? What is rising up in Providence?
Ooh, look at you. The Rise Women's Leadership Conference is looking for setup and conference volunteers. So Rise Women's Leadership just is a great, great group, great place for you to network. To maybe if you wanted to do a little self-development. It sounds like a fantastic event. So they need people to help stuff goodie bags and prepare materials on September 18th from 4 to 9. They're also going to need conference volunteers September 19th from 7 to noon or 12:30 to 6.
How much you want to bet that they actually sing that song? So I rise up, and I feet, and I rise up. Sorry.
They might.
That was my horrible impression. My apologies to whoever sings that. But if you would like to learn more about the United Way, or if you're in need of assistance, maybe you need singing lessons.
Hey. Don't call
I'm sure
us.
They have actually, I'm actually, you know, the, I think the United Way would actually be able to help you with that or any assistance you need. Just visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Check us out on social media. We love to be social, and we know that you do, too. So I'd love for you to do me a favor. Wow, did I just say that fast? I would love for you to do me a favor.
Our apologies to everybody who listens to this at 2x speed or 1.5
speed. Seriously, I just said that as if it was a hashtag. Hashtag, I would love it if you could do me a favor. Anyway, like one old strung-on word.
Yeah, I can't see that being trending.
No, that will not be trending on Twitter anytime soon. So if you're at the gym, if you're walking, I don't want you to do this if you're driving, but if you're somewhere where you can, grab a screenshot of you listening to Wicked Roadie right now. You could do us a huge favor and share that in your stories, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, heck, both, and tag us. This is a great way for people to learn more about the podcast and build awareness because people honestly learn best about podcasts through other people. So thank
you. No, it's a word of mouth kind of world we live in society, so we appreciate that via the social ways. And if you want to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, email us wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com or just reach out to us on Facebook.
That's right. Until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Be sure to tune in then. Sorry, I was trying to talk fast. It doesn't work.
Hashtag.